News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Green Party is calling on the government to make it easier for people to install new energy efficient insulation. We're joined by Mark Lynch, Green Party rep for South County Dublin. Mark, I presume you're making this call off the back of, there's been a lot of coverage of Clive Ryan, the insulation he put on the front of his home in Kilnamana in the Ballymount area of Dublin, and he had to go through the whole planning process of applying for retention and so on.
Yes, good morning, Shane. Yeah, absolutely. The Clive and Samantha Ryan's case, it really struck me as how unfair and counterproductive the whole situation was. You know, we're asking people to retrofit their homes, to cut their energy bills and make them healthy and more comfortable. You know, rather, instead of them being supported through this, the process, they were threatened with fines and imprisonment, you know. And really, I got involved with them and I helped them out, you know, because it really isn't just about one household. It's not just about them.
It's
about protecting, you know, people from rising energy costs, living in healthier homes and combating energy poverty. And we need to remove the barriers, you know, that stop people taking action, you know, rather than...
Absolutely fair. And look, well done to Clive. And, you know, the job he did in his house was actually, I think it looks really well. I think it was actually quite smart. But there is a balancing, there is a balance required here, Mark. I mean, are we suggesting that we have a blanket exemption and you can do whatever you want to the front facade of your house?
No, absolutely not. But I think we can take, you know, what the Greens did really with the solar panels, the domestic solar panels, when, you know, we got rid of the planning requirement back in 2022, which actually resulted in a 175% increase in solar the following year, and that trend continues. But I'm not talking about, you know, a complete blanket removal of the planning planning requirements.
So where does the balance lie?
You know, so you've got, so what I would, what we're proposing really is that, you know, you've got 800,000 homes that are either terraced or semi-detached houses, let's say, for example. What you're talking about is that, you know, for these type of homes, that the planning would be removed, but they would need to be, the work would need to be conducted under certain guidelines and be conducted probably through an SEAI approved contractor. So that contractor would, you know, take responsibility for doing it within the confines of the guidelines. So we're not talking about, you know, castles that people live in that you're going to start cladding the front off. So there would be guidelines that the work would have to be done, you know, under certain, you know, criteria.
Yeah, because like if you're in a terrace, for example, I mean, you put the cladding on the front, it does protrude. It does take away from the, you know, the consistency, the uniform nature of the terrace.
It can do. But you know, if you look, I don't know if you saw the pictures of Clive's house, for example, and I met with Clive there at the weekend. I mean, I would argue that the cladding is actually sometimes even more attractive.
No,
I think
the job
in,
Clive,
you know,
did, I think it looks very smart. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm not focusing on that. But I just think if you start saying, listen, you can do whatever you want because it's all for the environment, then you're like, what's to stop somebody, you know, plastering over the insulation? I mean, you know.
No, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And that's why there would be very strict guidelines of what you can and cannot do. And you know, the companies that do this cladding are, you know, extremely professional. The technology has moved on so much that, okay, it does protrude slightly, it doesn't protrude, you know, excessively. If it's done within guidelines, so it's not about, you know, anybody doing whatever they want.
Why,
you know, the rules would be that certain criteria have to be adhered to.
All right, Mark. Thank you indeed. Mark Lynch, Green Party rep for South County Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.